DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a heat advisory that will go into effect midday, as we'll have sunny skies, lower 90s, wind gusts at 25. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms around 70 with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 60s, and Thursday, we'll have sunny skies at 93 degrees. Right now, it's 84.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA late yesterday, and it shows corn soaking as of Sunday at 4% complete. The five-year average is 7, Kansas at 9, Nebraska at 1%. The corn condition nationally, it is at 73%. Good to excellent, 22% fair. In Kansas, the number is 53% good to excellent, and Nebraska at 76% in the good to excellent category. Soybeans in the emerged category, now 95% nationally, 14% is blooming. The soybean condition for the nation is at 71%. Good to excellent. Cotton squaring in Kansas, 27% complete. The average is 15. Setting bolls just getting underway in Kansas at 3%. Cotton condition is at 43%. Good to excellent. Sorghum planting just about wrapped up. 96% nationally, 95% in Kansas, complete at 100% in Nebraska. Sorghum heading, 4% in Kansas, 6% in Nebraska. The sorghum condition nationally, 45% good to excellent. In Kansas, 47% good to excellent. In Nebraska, it is at 71% good to excellent. Sunflower planting also just about wrapped up, 95% complete. Now the wheat harvest, 41% nationally as of Sunday, Kansas at 47%. And the national winter wheat condition, 52% good to excellent. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosierl. After the many issues from the Kansas Department of Labor trying to file claims and the money being taken out of different individuals' accounts, Governor Laura Kelly has announced the use of a new contract company to analyze and help fix many of the department's issues.
Accenture will be working on a fast timetable to improve the unemployment system and services through evaluating and providing recommendations for claims, processing optimization, call center operations, and a comprehensive technology review.
She said the company does have experience in working with numerous different states on COVID-19 crises. In other news, the United Way of the Plains set a new record with the number of phone calls coming in for testing of the COVID-19 virus, along with potential assistance. As KSN News reports it last week, they recorded 851 calls to their 211 hotline in one day.
We're still doing a great job of answering those calls live. They're not going to voicemail. We're answering them in a short amount of time.
That was Heather Pierce with United Way of the Plains. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019 2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A federal appeals court yesterday upheld a lower court's decision not to grant qualified immunity to a Topeka police officer accused of using his excessive force against a handcuffed black man. The U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the appeal from police officer Christopher Janes that he had sought to dismiss the civil lawsuit brought by Timothy Harris against him in the city of Topeka. The three-judge appeals panel ruled that the reasonable jury could find that Harris, once handcuffed and walking to the patrol car, did not present an immediate threat. The decision sends the case back for trial. And Wichita police are asking the public's help to solve two separate homicides in the city in recent days. Police say the first occurred Sunday afternoon when police were called to Plainview Park after the body of a man was found there. Police say 42-year-old Manuel Vargas Avila had been shot several times, and investigators believe it had been involved in a fight with several people in the park Saturday night. The second homicide was reported late Monday afternoon when a man was shot to death in a driveway. The man's name has not yet been released. Captain Jason Stevens says the shooting apparently happened during a fight over personal property. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska health officials say the number of reported coronavirus cases in the state is approaching 19,000. The state's online coronavirus tracker said yesterday that the state had 18,899 cases of COVID-19. That's 375 higher than it was on Friday. The number of deaths linked to coronavirus in the state increased by one to 267. A Kansas man has been sentenced to 4 years of probation in a Nebraska crash that killed four Iowa motorcyclists. The Kearney Hub reports Cesar Cisneros Hernandez of Liberal, Kansas, was also ordered Friday to serve 400 hours of community service. He pleaded no contest in February to reckless and willful vehicular homicide. Prosecutors say his vehicle hit two motorcycles carrying two people each on July 1st of 2017 near Ogallala. And weather forecasters say hot, the key word for Nebraska weather today. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A second positive COVID-19 test confirmed in Marshall County Monday is under quarantine as contact tracing and investigation of individuals deemed close contacts are identified. This second case is not related to the county's first confirmation a week ago, and they have no connection to each other. 321 have tested negative, with 9 results pending in Marshall County so far. As cases rise, community support is urged in social distancing when able, otherwise wearing a mask when possible. If you have any symptoms of illness, stay at home and don't travel unless necessary. Frequent hand washing and hand sanitizer should be utilized. Among adjacent counties, Nemaha has reported 24 cases, with just a single report in Washington County. Another positive test was also confirmed last week in Gage County, now with a cumulative total of 47. Six EMS responders in Riley County brought their total to 222, with 134 active and one currently hospitalized. Pottawatomie County is at 68. An outbreak of cases in Republic and Cloud counties prompted self-quarantine orders for those who may have been exposed recently at the Concordia City swimming pool. Effective Friday, on advice of the governor, all Kansas residents are requested to wear masks for indoor gatherings and outdoor events where social distancing is not maintained. The Marshall County Health Department has cloth masks available to the public, one per individual at the Health Department office in Marysville. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday unanimously approved signing the federal fund exchange request for reimbursement for the landfill blacktop overlay, with $110,000 funds available on a 90% match. A number of budget requests were heard. Road and Bridge Department shows an increase of $177,000. County Health Agency reflects an increase of approximately $40,000. County Appraiser turned in a budget request of nearly $40,000. The Sheriff's Office request is an increase of $107,000. County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker discussed making the 2020 budget transfers into the Capital Improvement or Risk Management Funds. The auditor was to meet with the board on Monday to discuss those. The Agency on Aging Director was asked when the Helvering Center would be reopened for social activities. The state's still recommending waiting until at least July 6th to reassess the situation. Since reopening the dining room, about half are choosing to dine in. The remainder are still taking meals to go. Kansas Association of Counties will meet with department heads July 20th for a presentation on the Open Meetings, Open Records Act to discuss county records accessibility. The appraiser's office is experiencing a significant increase in the cost of providing copies of information. Commissioners approved a permanent Dropbox purchase for installation outside the courthouse. Washington County Commissioners at their recent meeting approved the purchase of a dozer for the landfill. An additional fee will be charged patrons with uncovered loads at the landfill after August 1st, $25 for the first notice, $50 for the second, and increasing again after that. Nemahal County Commissioners received an update from the committee assigned. Bethel County used Marvin Planning Consultants to prepare a comprehensive plan for Nemahal County. That group also recommending each township and each city in the county have a representative on the steering committee used in the development of the comprehensive plan. Delora S. Drinkern, age 101, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Delora Drinkern. Vernon E. Jeffries, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8, at the Padden Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Vernon Jeffries.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The PFB Pyros Fireworks Stand is back in Hanover. Of course, they have the classics, snakes, snaps, and sparklers, and they have the big boys like the detonator. Open now through July 5th from noon to 9, right in downtown Hanover next to Ricky's Cafe across from Turn 4. Have a blast with fireworks from PFB Pyros.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level ridge in place, bringing very warm temperatures all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. We'll see temperatures well into the 90s with heat values across the central parts of the Midwest in the upper 90s, some areas into the 100s. Otherwise, sunny skies for today. We do have this cold front that could bring us some isolated showers and thunderstorms for tonight. Otherwise, it looks like we'll see dry weather for tomorrow through the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, heat advisory, otherwise sunny skies, lower 90s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy around 70 with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 60s. For Thursday, sunny skies, high of 93. And Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Recent record high, 98 in 2018. The average low, 65. The record low, 56, set in 2008. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02.
The growing season may be half over, but procrastinating gardeners still have a few options. Some advice for planters late to the party on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. That's 800-343-4379.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 30th, the 182nd day of the year. Boxer Mike Tyson has a birthday, and Chevrolet manufactured the first Corvette on this day in 1953. If you procrastinated on planting vegetables this late into the season, you might think you've missed your chance. But here's a few veggies that love the summer heat and will mature quickly. Bush beans are as maintenance-free as you can get. Direct seed them now and be prepared for plenty to eat and preserve before the end of the summer. A late planting of summer squash will have you harvesting zucchini into the fall. And okra is a good late planting choice. It takes only 60 days to maturity. Plus, you can use the leaves as summer greens while waiting for the pods to mature. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice online at almanac.com.
Kids, why are you inside watching TV?
We don't want to go outside.
Because the mosquitoes will bite us.
Mosquito Squad took care of all the mosquitoes, remember? I haven't seen any wasps, ants, or earwigs either. You'll be fine as long as you stay in the yard.
We don't want to stay in the yard.
Oh, good grief.
Call Brad and John Eichelberger with Mosquito Squad of Marysville and Manhattan. They offer a variety of options, including their 21-day satisfaction guaranteed barrier treatment. Call Mosquito Squad at 785-877-8486. And remember,
the only good mosquito is a dead one.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. A person familiar with the deal says the Cleveland Cavaliers have signed forward Dean Wade to a multi-year deal. The person speaking on the condition of anonymity because the team has not yet announced the deal says the additions fill two roster openings for the Cavs ahead of the NBA reopening its transaction window. The former K-State standout played in 12 games for Cleveland last season. Hayesville Campus High School south of Wichita, the latest to announce that summer conditioning and activities are being put on hold for 14 days until July 10th due to potential coronavirus exposure. KSNTV reports in a statement from Campus High. Officials said, while we feel that the potential for any student-athlete getting COVID-19 remains extremely low, we take precautions to continue to protect our student-athletes and staff health. Conditioning programs now suspended until July 10th. Mid-American Network Sports.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stuckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Combines are rolling. Remember that your top yields on wheat start with quality seed. Whether you're selecting from OGI, Syngenta AgriPro, KWA, Lima Cereals, give Kaufman Seeds a call at 800-634-2836.
Your home for quality seeds is Kaufman Seeds. Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. Online at kaufmanseed.com or give them a call at 1-800-634-2836.
When the NBA resumes its season next month, it'll be more than empty seats that catches the eye of viewers at home. Correspondent Clayton Neville says the league could allow players to wear messages about social justice on the back of their jerseys.
Instead of a player's last name, a jersey could read Black Lives Matter, or whatever words the player chooses to promote. Chris Paul, president of the Players Association, told ESPN over the weekend that the players' union and the league are collaborating to allow players to wear jerseys with personalized social justice or charity messages on the back of their team jerseys. The league has said that fighting systemic racism is one of its main focuses of the upcoming season, which restarts July 30th in Orlando. I'm Clayton Neville.
Colorado Rockies outfielder Ian Desmond plans to sit out the season to be with his family and help grow youth baseball in his hometown in Florida. He says risking his health to COVID-19 in baseball this season is a risk he's not comfortable taking. Mid-America Network Sports.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable, see your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Early blight is a common tomato disease that infects the leaves, stems, and fruit. This fungus is most prevalent during warm, wet weather. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Early blight first appears as brown spots with dark concentric circles on lower leaves, then spreads up the plant. Badly infected leaves eventually turn yellow and drop. Minimize the risk by growing blight-resistant or tolerant varieties. Ask your local extension service for a list of disease-resistant tomatoes suited to your climate. Further reduce the risk by keeping plants healthy and properly fertilized. Rotate plantings if possible. Properly space and stake or tower the plants to increase airflow to help reduce the risk of disease. Mulch the soil, water early in the day, and if possible, apply the water directly to the soil with a soaker hose or watering wand. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The name of this city is so long, most road signs abbreviate it. In fact, when you're in this state, it isn't uncommon to see an arrow pointing towards something known as T or C. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
As Ann Welburn will tell you, the town she calls home has been called by many names.
The very first name we had was the Las Palomas Hot Springs. They shortened it to Hot Springs.
Today you won't find Hot Springs, New Mexico on any map. That is not because it does not exist. In fact, it is a town of about 6,000 people. But in late 1949, a popular radio show changed the way people referred to this place.
For his 10th anniversary of his radio show, Ralph Edwards wanted to do something that was totally different. So they came up with the idea of getting a town to change its name for one day. They would give it lots of advertising and do a national broadcast from that town. And you had to apply for it.
Cities from coast to coast submitted their application to change the city's name to the name of the show. But as the field was narrowed and this town was finally selected, the final decision on the name change was still left in the hands of the residents. And on March 31st, 1950, by a vote of 1294 to 295, Hot Springs became Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
It was a type of a show that they gave you a choice. You could tell the truth or do something. And if you didn't do it right, well, you paid the consequences, and they had all kind of silly stunts.
Ralph Edwards, host of the show, broadcast from the newly named Truth or Consequences on April 1st, 1950. Although the new name was originally only to be a temporary switch, townspeople later voted to keep it. And although Ralph Edwards had promised to only come here on his 10th anniversary, he just kept coming back to the town that changed its name to honor him.
So for 50 years thereafter, Ralph Edwards came every May to the fiesta, and he would bring all kinds of stars and all kinds of stunts, and they'd have a big show at the convention center.
It's a unique place with a unique name to be found in southern New Mexico. Traveling the Countryside in Truth or Consequences, I'm Andrew McCray.
Nemaha Marshall REA is seeking applications for a full-time lineman to join their team of dedicated linemen. Send your resume to the general manager at Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Cooperative at Axtell. Application deadline is June 30th.
A pond that's covered with a solid green carpet may have a duckweed problem. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. High nutrient levels and calm, stagnant water are prime duckweed conditions as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I've seen ponds
lawns completely covered over in green, and chances are good they've been infested with duckweed. Duckweed is a small floating leaf plant that's about the diameter of a pencil eraser. It also has a hair-like root that extends down below the leaf. Millions of those tiny leaves can take over the entire surface of a pond. Brian Swistock is an extension water quality specialist at Penn State University. He says duckweed can be spread by waterfowl.
Because it's such a small plant, it sticks to their legs and to their feathers, and so they can move it around from pond to pond very easily. And then once it gets into a pond, it can reproduce very, very quickly. It really loves ponds that have very stagnant water and lots of nitrogen and phosphorus for it to grow.
A pond completely covered in duckweed looks terrible. However, the main hazard is that if it grows too abundantly, it can cut off oxygen in the water, leading to the demise of fish and other aquatic life. Swistock says there are a couple of options for duckweed control.
You can mechanically remove it, and that does provide a lot of advantages because you're mechanically removing nutrients from the water as well, which might help to prevent further growth of it. But it's not easy. You have to come up with some sort of a seine or a net or something you can skim it off the surface. Beyond that, mostly chemical approaches, and there's a variety of herbicides that work reasonably well on it.
Make your pond less hospitable for duckweed by reducing nitrogen and phosphorus levels in the water with buffer strips and controlling animal access. Anything you can do to keep the surface of the pond moving, such as aeration or flowing water, will also reduce its growth. Learn more about duckweed in the pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
love a good story, like the bedtime stories I tell my kids, or the page-turner novel that keeps me awake at night. And of course, epic Bible stories never get old. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. Each of us have a life story, too. With every breath God gives us, from our first to our last on this earth, we write words for our story. What's yours? A comedy? A drama? A romance? Maybe a little of all three. The backdrop to your story is your purpose, your faith, the values and beliefs you hold dear. And the plot is how you're living them. So what about when it comes to money? Are you managing your finances in a way that enhances your story? If you see any gaps, now's the time to edit your story so your actions match your beliefs. When money is used as a tool to live out your faith, your life story will be more content, confident, and generous.
Recovery has started for the ethanol business. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
The Growing Matters Coalition shares important stewardship best practices to help farmers and applicators be sure they are doing their part to protect insect pollinators and their habitat. Nick Tinsley is a seed growth field agronomist for Bayer.
Everyone can pitch in to help protect pollinators. Cooperation and communication among farmers, landowners, applicators, beekeepers, even crop advisors and local officials helps to protect pollinators, their hives, and their habitat. Before applying any crop protection product, it's important to be aware of any honeybees near the field and communicate that information with neighboring beekeepers prior to treatment. It's important to establish appropriate buffers, and these are no-spray zones that occur between treated areas and insect pollinator habitat. Buffers may be required for some pesticides, and if they are, that information is going to be found on the product's label.
There's more information at growingmatters.org.
With pandemic-related restrictions loosening, the ethanol business is picking up. Scott Richman is an economist with the Renewable Fuels Association.
You know, we still do have social distancing in place. We've got an unfortunate number of people out of work, and we've got just that many fewer activities that people are going to, concerts and other things like that. So it seems like we had an initial sprint. Now we're kind of clawing forward a little bit more slowly.
Richman says gasoline consumption is still down from a year ago, and therefore so is ethanol. But he adds it's moving in the right direction.
Cash margins are back to being positive, and we think that production's going to start ramping up. If we've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% unemployment, we have to work on that and hope that people start, you know, for their own sakes and for the sake of the ethanol industry, getting rehired and going back to work so that things can get even further toward normal.
Richman says sales of higher ethanol blended E15 gasoline were looking pretty good before the pandemic started. Since year-round selling of E15 was approved a year ago, says Richman, sales volumes jumped by a third in Minnesota and by 40% in Iowa, for example. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Good Tuesday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Let's take a peek from a couple of regions across the Sunflower State.
Mike Britton from Mid-State Farmers Co-op in Rush County said they took in their first load of wheat on June 19th and are hoping to be on the downhill slide by this Friday. Proteins are running anywhere from 9 to 14%, with a majority in the 11s and 12s. Steve Kluwer, who farms in Gray County, reports that he lost about a third of his acres to hail. He is now 80% done and is expecting to be wrapped up by July 2nd. He said proteins have been above average at 13 to 14%. Test weights are 61 to 62 pounds per bushel. His best dry land yields are in the 45 bushel per acre range. The best irrigated yield was about 78, which is below average. Derek Sawyer, who farms in McPherson County, reports that he took his first load on June 24th and will probably finish midweek. Harvest has moved quickly, but yields are inconsistent. And he's heard that proteins in the area are below average. Double Stop CL Plus from Oklahoma Genetics Inc. has been his best variety. He said that his fields are averaging in the low 60s, which is better than last year, when they had a lot of wheat that was flooded out and average yield was only 45. Test weights haven't been good, ranging from mid to upper 50s. The hot wind the area received.
According to USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service, for the week ending of last, Kansas wheat condition rated 7% very poor, 13% poor, 34% fair, 39% good, and 7% excellent. Winter wheat maturity was at 90%, well ahead of 68% of last year. Harvested was at 47%, well ahead of the 21% last year, but near 51% for the five-year average. I'm Sam Speck with your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update and all Mid-America Ag Network news.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and
complete. Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Yesterday, USDA released the latest hogs and pigs report. Shale Shagum, USDA livestock analyst, brings us some of the key numbers.
The inventory of all hogs and pigs on June 1st was 79.6 million head, which was 5% above a year ago. The number kept for breeding was 6.3 million head, which was 1% below a year ago. And the number of hogs available for marketing was 73.3 million head, which was 6% above a year ago. The producers farrowed just under 3.2 million head in March-May, which was about 1% above a year ago. And they indicated intentions to farrow about 4.6% fewer hogs in June-August and about 5.4% fewer hogs in September-November. Now, when we take that 1% increase in sows farrowed during March and May and factor in the pigs per litter in March-May, which was about 0.1% above a year ago, we get a pig crop for the March-May quarter of just over 34.9 million head, which was 1.4% above a year ago.
Ed Rural Utility Service Administrator Chad Roop discussed the beginnings of USDA rural electric loans and their importance to rural communities' economic development opportunities.
This program is something that was started back during the New Deal, and it has evolved over time. It is something that is truly critical to the development and sustainment of rural America. One of the greatest barriers that rural communities have is the distance required to get to those communities. And so back in the 30s, when they built out the electric lines to rural communities through the loan programs that were available back then to the rural electric cooperatives, that has evolved, and we see the same opportunity today with those rural electric cooperatives to be able to support that middle mile infrastructure that can help bridge that gap that is such a high barrier and capital cost to these rural communities to get what they need to engage in today's modern economy.
Tag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path,
hailstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and the thunder rumbling by, adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. Check out our great rates on wheat and spring crops and get a discount by binding early. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here with you to take a look at a laboratory in Florida that is crucial to America's farmers and ranchers. I'll talk about it after this message. If you're looking to increase your profit per acre, and really, who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. And Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. All you need to do is call 989-303-8178. It's that easy to start making more per acre, but call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flura.com. That's FLURA.com. There is a laboratory in Florida that is very important to the agricultural production here in the United States. And it's one that we don't talk about a great deal, but let me share with you the story on this laboratory. Despite diligent inspection efforts, invasive species still enter our country, overrunning great areas of land and causing substantial damage. These non-native exotic plant species threaten agriculture, forestry, and ecosystems by reducing crop yields, by degrading water quality, and threatening biodiversity in altered habitats. The cost of invasive plants to the United States exceeds, get this, $35 billion annually. That's according to Philip Tipping, who is the research leader at the laboratory in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And the mission of the laboratory is to develop sustainable biological and integrated solutions to fight invasive plants. Tipping explains that non-native weeds become invasive when natural enemies or insects are no longer in the local habitat. And researchers at the laboratory scour the world to find co-evolved natural enemies of the target weed. They then release those enemies into infested areas to suppress the invasive species. The trick is to make sure the new insects do not become invaders as well. And this is accomplished through years of testing in quarantine to make sure the insects only attack the target weed. According to Mr. Tipping, most insects can only sustain themselves on a few closely related plants. These are the specialists that we seek because their diets and predictable and stable invasive nature, insects with broad diets are never chosen and would never get an armed permit from USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services. This classical biological control method is the most effective way to bring about the recovery of native habitats, and it's like finding kryptonite for each invasive species. For example, in the course of fighting the air potato vine, research scientists discovered beetles in Nepal that fed and reproduced exclusively on air potato foliage. They studied the beetles for 5 years. under quarantine before getting permission to release millions of beetles into air potato-infested areas, and in just 7 years. Mark this down. In just 7 years, they were able to bring that invasive weed under control with these beetles that took care of these insects. So it's important work. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com.
Hey, salute in June, National Dairy Month, to our hardworking dairy producers.
Oldie Dairy of Lynn has been family-owned since 1955, producing nearly 14,000 gallons of wholesome milk a day and quality cows for three generations. Their mission is to create a safe and prosperous environment for their employees and the 1,400 cattle they care for. Oldie Dairy is committed to preserving natural resources and helping the community they love. For more information, give Oldie Dairy and Lynn a call at 348-5697.
Hey, salute in June, National Dairy Month, to our hardworking dairy producers.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Hay fields are extremely dry in many parts of the country, which could lead to machinery fires. Stay tuned for tips on preventing baler fires on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Baling hay is hot, dusty work. Equipment can get overheated too, and a spark from the baler could quickly ignite the machine and the entire hay field, leaving you little time to react. There are things you can do to minimize the fire potential. Kent McGuire is an ag safety and health coordinator at The Ohio State University. He says the main thing is to keep the machine well maintained.
Always lubricate sprockets, bearings, and chains. Inspect those frictional wear points on the equipment because they can generate heat, and inspect or replace worn bearings. Worn bearings can generate quite a bit of heat during operation. You can repair and clean up any fuel or hydraulic leaks. Make sure the equipment is clean and take time to blow off dust, leaves, and dry stems.
Also make sure that all the guards and shields are in place. Not only are they a safety precaution, they can prevent the accumulation of combustible dust close to machine parts that may produce heat. While you're baling hay, periodically stop and check to make sure nothing is overheating.
Especially with frictional areas or where a bearing is going out, that it may get hot enough where you may see the metal itself start to get red. You can use a laser thermometer to check heat sources on the equipment to check for potential hot spots.
Always have a fully charged cell phone and ABC fire extinguisher on the tractor, and know where you are in case you need to give directions to the fire department. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for baler fire prevention at agriculture.com.
In the market for a new truck, the Nordis Motor Company has one remaining 2019 Silverado 1500 Trail Boss four-door four-wheel drive, a 2020 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive work truck. They've got a pair of Silverado 2500 models. One's a two-door four-wheel drive work truck. The other four-door is a 2500 HD, the High Country Edition, Duramax Z71. At the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Hello and good Tuesday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour, we are now seeing a huge gain to the grains and the oil seeds in a mixed, mostly higher day through the livestock. That's kind of the theme for the day. But again, through the lunch hour, we are seeing double-digit gains now for the corn. July's up 11 and 3 quarters to 338 a bushel. September's up 12 and a half to 341 and a quarter. Double-digit gains in some places through the wheat complex, including July Kansas City wheat sitting at 440 a bushel. That's up 11 and a quarter. September sitting at 444. That's up 7 and a half. The soybeans, a whale of a day for the lunch hour, really, as July soybeans now up 20 and a quarter cent, sitting at 886 and three quarters. August sitting up 19 and three quarters at 881 and a quarter. Soybean meal also sharply higher. July's up 590 to 286.40, and the oil up 48 points to 2810. Cotton complex also in the green, basically all throughout. July sitting at 59.62. October back up over 60, sitting at 60.84. That's a gain of 71 points on the day. Into the livestock, June live cattle sharply lower, down 335 at 91.65. However, the rest of the complex is higher. August is up 20 cents at 96.67. Feeder cattle down a dime, sitting at 133.40. September down a nickel now at 134.22. It's been a volatile day for the feeder cattle. Back and forth they've gone. And the lean hogs are mostly mixed, with July down 20 cents at 45.17. August sitting up 60 at 49.07. A look at the stock market here through the middle portions of the day. The Dow Jones now down 32 at 25,563. The S&P back up 21 at 3,073. And the NASDAQ is inching closer to 10,000 once again, sitting at 9,986. That's up 112 on the day. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you, with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy, with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and...
KNDY had asked what you liked about us, and the response was great. You love the music, of course, and the local news and sports coverage. You like that we provide up-to-the-minute weather info, keeping you safe and informed. Some of you had just started listening to KNDY, while others have been tuning in for years. You listen at home, you listen at work, you listen whenever and wherever you can.
Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country,
the other stations
for 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.